A three-judge panel at the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta heard oral arguments last month relating to the politically charged case of five Cubans currently held in U.S. prisons. This is the third time in 2 years the 11th Circuit has heard appeals in this case. The first time a three-judge panel overturned the convictions, only to be reversed by the full 12-judge panel under pressure from the Justice Department. September 12th was the 9th anniversary of their arrest, and marking the day, activists and friends of Cuba held actions around the world calling for their release. We have more in this report by Natalia Rodriguez.
Organizers say that the five, Gerardo Hernandez, Ramon Lavignino, Antonio Guerrero, Fernando Gonzalez, and René Gonzalez, are innocent of espionage, for which the U.S. government convicted them on June 8, 2001. On the 9th anniversary of their arrest, actions took place in countries on five continents. Organizers demanded the five's release, saying that the Cuban men were merely monitoring the actions of Miami-based terrorist groups in order to prevent terrorist attacks on their country of Cuba. The events included a press conference in Washington, D.C., where community, religious, and legal leaders spoke in various aspects of the case. Attorney Luis Rumbau, communications director of the Cuban American Alliance Education Fund, said that in his extensive experience as a government attorney, never had he ever seen such a dangerous mix of politics overtaking the law.
When I read about the case of the five, I was ashamed and angry and upset as a government attorney at the plain lack of fairness and due process. I think any conscientious attorney who read the record carefully would feel the same.
Rumbau continued that the five were not guilty of espionage, as all the information they obtained on Miami-based terrorist groups was public domain.
It's not that the Cubans attempted to keep their information secret from the U.S. government. They reported what they had learned to the Cuban government, and that government gave to the FBI, directly across the street from where we are, the very extensive information they had collected from various sources. This information in dozens of folders of documents detailed terrorist activities against Cuba that had been taking place, including a rash of bombings in hotels and tourist facilities in Havana, and that would continue to take place unless the U.S. government acted to prevent further attacks. But the U.S. did not act to rein in those terrorist activities.
Dr. Wayne Smith, former chief of the U.S. Interest Section in Havana, explained that in his 25 years of diplomatic service with the State Department, he had never seen such an injustice committed by the U.S. legal system.
This whole episode with the Cuban Five is a disgrace to our country. It's a disgrace to our honor. It's a disgrace to our system of justice. Absolutely. There was no evidence to convict these five men. They got them on conspiracy to commit espionage. What does that mean? Conspiracy. They agreed among themselves that they were going to do it, but there's no evidence that they did. And in the case of Gerardo, how murdered. The planes were shot down. Yes, the brothers to the rescue planes were shot down. But Gerardo had nothing to do with that. They were shot down by the Cuban Air Force. He was not in contact with the Cuban Air Force. He was not able to pass any information to them. And everyone knew the planes were going to fly. So it's a sham, an entire sham. A disgrace. It must be overturned.
Bamboshi Sango of the Venezuela Solidarity Network explained why Americans should pay attention to this international cause celeb.
What happened here is like a twisting, a turning upside down of reality. You have five men who are innocent, who are in jail, and you have a terrorist who is guilty walking the streets in Miami. We want to say that for us, there are several points that need to be made about the five. One, this case is part and parcel of the larger political prisoners case in the United States, and it cannot be separated. Cuban five are political prisoners. Two, for black people especially, we owe the Cuban five a debt of gratitude. Three of the five fought in Angola, defeating South Africa once and for all and bringing down the apartheid regime. We also want to say that for us, this case is a whistleblower case. The Cuban Five found evidence and gave it to the authorities. The authorities did what they do in most whistleblower cases. They take out the whistleblower.
Reverend Whit Hutchinson of Washington's Wesley United Methodist Church looked at the case of the Cuban Five through a faith-based perspective. He called the incarceration of the Cuban Five, quote, immoral and unjust.
I deplore our government's actions against a society which is trying to construct a path based on justice for the majority rather than privilege for the few. But the real reason, I think, to come out and raise one's voice relative to these political prisoners within the United States has more to do with what Martin Niemöller, a religious leader, said in the 1930s in the context of the rise of the Third Reich in Germany. His famous quotation said, "First they came for the communists, but I was not a communist, so I did not speak out. Then they came for the socialists and the trade unionists, but I was neither, so I did not speak out. Then they came for the Jews, but I was not a Jew, so I did not speak out. So when they came for me, a religious dissident, there was no one left to speak out at all." And I think one reason to speak up about the situation of the Cuban Five is frankly because any of us who dissent from the policies of the U.S. government could be the next. It could be us next who are accused of terrorism in a climate of fear and a heightened environment of really police state, national security state. I think we have to be concerned when people's rights and the Constitution is trampled. The incarceration of the Cuban Five is a political act against the Cuban people and Cuban society, and it's one which we should reject on the basis of universal human rights.
Gloria Larriva, national coordinator of the Committee to Free the Cuban Five, said that despite the injustice of their incarceration, ultimately the Cuban Five will be free.
The inspiring example of Gerardo Antonio Ramon Fernando René, who never succumbed to FBI pressure, never succumbed to U.S. government threats. This is what motivates us to keep fighting for their freedom. We know that they will be free, like Nelson Mandela became free. Hold on, brothers. Freedom will be yours.
With Jennifer Wager, I'm Natalia Rodriguez for Cuba in Focus.